This map is the first global soil organic carbon map ever produced through a consultative and participatory processes involving member countries, which makes this map totally new and unique. In fact, the map was prepared by the countries under the guidance of our Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soils and the Global Soil Partnership Secretariat. And countries agreed on the methodology to produce the map, and they were trained on modern tools and methodologies to develop their national maps. This map presents the current soil organic carbon stocks in the first 30 centimeters of global soils. In fact, we have learned that the first 30 centimeters of soil across the globe holds almost the double the amount of carbon present in our atmosphere, and dozens of times the levels of man-made emissions each year. That's the reason why soils constitute the largest organic carbon pool on Earth and our silent allies to combat climate change.
What could you tell us about this year's World Soil Day theme, Caring for the Planet Starts from the Ground?
Soil, like air and water, is critical to life on Earth. Caring for planet and its environment means caring for its soils. Soils are incredibly resilient, but they're also very fragile and can be easily damaged or lost. If we are really committed for a better future for all of us and the next generations, we should start working from the ground. Ground is our soils. Today, we are facing various pressing challenges affecting people and environment. Degradation, pollution, climatic disasters, migration, unsustainable human habits, population growth, and global warming. They're affecting us all. About 1 billion of the population is food insecure, and 2 billion people are nutritionally insecure. We are all committed to finding solutions to address these threats and developing appropriate solutions to support the necessary change in human habits and the management of soil resources are more crucial than ever. Without soils, neither us nor the environment will thrive. That's why the sustainable management of soils will unlock the full potential of soils to not to only support food production, but also to sequester more carbon, store and supply more clean water, maintain biodiversity and increase environmental resilience to a changing climate.
How could sustainable soil management contribute to ensuring food security and reaching the sustainable development goals?
Soils are the foundation of agriculture. It is where food begins. 95% of food is produced in our soils. Without healthy soils, we wouldn't be able to produce our food. By 2050, we are expecting the global population will grow to more than 9 billion, and is compelling farmers to produce 50% more food under a climate which is increasingly changing and difficult to predict. Without healthy soils, we were not able to face this challenge and sustain human development. Soil is an unrenewable, finite resource in the human timeline, and we cannot replace all the healthy soil we lose. And it can take up to 1,000 years to form 1 centimeter of soil. Soil preservation is essential for food security and to ensure our sustainable future. As I mentioned before, soils are not only supporting food production, they are also crucial to support many essential ecosystem services that enable life on Earth. It has been shown that sustainable soil management of soils contributes to increasing food production, enhancing the nutrient content of food, storing and supplying more clean water, maintaining biodiversity and adapting to climate change. Conservation and responsible management of soils is thus central to help eliminate hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition. We need to restore degraded soils and improve soil health through the implementation of sustainable soil management. This notion fully contributes in achieving sustainable development goals by 2030. These related sustainable development goals are SDG 2, SDG 3, SDG 12, SDG 13, and particularly SDG 15. SDG 2 is zero hunger, achieve food security and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture, improving land and soil quality. SDG 3 is good health and well-being. SDG 12 is responsible consumption and production, reducing soil contamination. SDG 13 is climate action. SDG 15 is life on land, restore degraded land and soils, because soils host a quarter of our planet's biodiversity. Soils biodiversity keeps soils alive. Agricultural diversification and proximity to forest zones increase soil biodiversity.